Welcome back to the Cape Fear Rundown. From WHQR Public Media, I'm your host, Camille Mojica. Have you ever gotten snagged by one of those pesky red light cameras? Yeah, I have. Ben joins us today to talk about them. Welcome back to the Cape Fear Rundown. I'm here with Ben Shockman. Hello, Ben.
Hi, Cammy.
Red light cameras.
Red light cameras.
Am I allowed to tell people that I have gotten hit by a red light camera before?
Yeah, we should tell people what a red light camera is, just in case they don't know what it is.
Okay, yeah. So what are we talking about when we talk about a red light camera?
We are talking about, there's like a dozen, maybe as many as 17 in Wilmington proper. But these are intersections. Usually they're high traffic intersections. And there's a camera setup that takes a picture of your license plate if you run a red light. And it has been extremely contentious almost everywhere it's been rolled out as a program. In North Carolina specifically, they were authorized by state law over like 20 years ago.
Mm.
And I have covered red light cameras for most of my career as a journalist on and off. And I'm here today to explain why. I think a lot of people think that I am just an anti-government crank. But I gotta tell you, that's only part of the reason.
Okay, wait. So when we talk about these red light cameras, these are the ones that when you're sitting, like, let's say, at the intersection of Dawson and what is it?
16th and 17th.
16th and 17th, right? And you see someone coming in the opposite direction. They want to make a right turn on a red, but they don't stop, and they keep going, and you see a flash.
Yep.
That is that red light camera.
That is that red light camera.
Yeah. Okay. So why do you talk about these so much?
Because they... All right, let me put it this way. I have never met a more eclectic, interesting group of people who all hate the same thing for different reasons. Okay?
Okay.
So over the last, I'd say, 8 years, I have met people who are just real government nitpickers.
Okay.
So for example, the city of Wilmington once had the wrong color sign. You have to tell people that there's a red light camera. But the city of Wilmington was using the wrong color sign. It was like white instead of yellow. So someone was mad about it. Like real, like... technical, bureaucratic, like, hey, just no, there's an underlying sense that no one really likes the red light cameras, but like some people are just real technical about it.
Okay.
And then there are engineers. In fact, the first person I spoke to about red light cameras is a man named Brian Ceccarelli, who is an engineer who disagrees with red light cameras based on the fundamental engineering that underlies how long actually the yellow light is.
Okay.
And what he pointed out to me is that this timing is set by an international body of engineers.
Okay. Yeah, I was wondering, because every country has red, green lights.
Mm-hmm. And it's based on a private study done by an automobile company. And I have to go back and look, but I think it's in like in the 40s or 50s.
Okay.
So imagine like a 50s era Pontiac. And it's done on a straight road, dry conditions with 50s acceleration and deceleration technology.
So no coefficient of friction.
Kind of, but it doesn't. So if you take that formula and you don't adapt it,
yeah.
Imagine it's raining or you're making a left turn, which they have actually changed in some places. They've added a little time for that. Or a bus, which has a lot of different stopping, physics are just different. Let me put it that way. So engineers have known this is wrong. This yellow light timing is wrong for a long time. And they think it's a safety issue. Because basically they think it should be longer. The yellow light should be longer. And because it is too short in some places, it forces people into kind of a dangerous situation where they either accelerate to get through it or they stop rather abruptly.
Yes.
And I'll touch on this more later, but there are some cities that have acknowledged an increase in rear end collisions.
Because of that?
Where they have red light cameras. And that seems to be a combination of issues with the yellow light camera, but also people panic a little bit, or you know, they're just thrown off when they see that sign that says yellow light camera or red light camera. So there's engineers who disagree with the underlying actual engineering for the yellow light.
Okay.
And obviously the yellow light's related to the red light because that's how much time you have to decide whether or not you go.
Yeah.
Then there are constitutionalists who feel like this is an end run around due process under the law, because what is actually happening here is you're getting sued by a private company.
Are you?
Effectively. Because every city in North Carolina, in fact, almost every red light program I could find anywhere in the United States, the local law enforcement does not do this.
So it's not law enforcement?
No, they hire a contractor who's, and you get a summons from, you get a ticket. It looks like a ticket.
Yes.
In the mail, but it's from a private company. You know, Safelite, Xerox actually bought a whole series of companies in Wilmington. It was American Traffic Solutions for a long time. And then American Traffic Solutions got some very bad press and changed their name because they'd done some underhanded stuff. But it's a private company that sends you a bill. And if you don't pay it, they have to take you to court.
I actually did not realize that this wasn't law enforcement.
It's not law enforcement. In some places, law enforcement acts as a third-party adjudicator if you want to contest it.
Okay.
In Wilmington, for a long time, it was this bizarre panel where it was like someone from the city and a random person from UNCW. It is not a court of law, right? So it's like an extra juridical fine. It's very weird.
Okay.
And some people also attack this the way the finances work, because you're not allowed to make money off this as a municipality. So what ends up happening is any profit from it ends up going to the school district. And in some cases, red light cameras have actually lost money, but the proceeds still have to go to the school district. So the cities end up using this as a way to kind of whitewash money into the school district, which, look, a city giving a school district money is not a bad thing, but that's not the way that school funding is laid out by the North Carolina state constitution. So you have some people who are very strict state constitutionalists. And then there are people who just think that this is government overreach, or they object to the government privatizing what should be a public safety function of the government.
So they're arguing that it should be law enforcement or something like it,
that this
overseeing
is,
it.
Yeah, this is the purview of law enforcement, and privatizing that is a bad thing.
Okay.
And it's a slippery slope and could lead to all kinds of other things.
Okay.
So I have on more than one occasion been at a meeting. I've had a couple lunch meetings where at the same table you'll have like a kind of anti-government hippie and a very straight-laced engineer and sort of like a ragey, angry libertarian constitutionalist. And they all hate this one thing. To give you an example, one of the guys who has – one of the attorneys who has fought a bunch of municipalities over their red light programs mm-hmm. is Paul Stamm, who some people will remember as one of the primary authors of HB2, one of the – generally considered to be a very transphobic law passed by North Carolina a few years back, known as the bathroom bill.
Mm-hmm.
And that guy has been in conversations with people who – like absolutely disagree with him on politics, but 100% agree with him
on red light cameras.
On red light cameras. So that's what I mean when it brings in this really weird, eclectic, and fascinating group of people who all, for their own reasons, and sometimes there's like a Venn diagram. you've seen the meme where everyone's putting in their sword.
Yes,
it's that. So that's a large part of the reason I've covered it, and it's taken me to some really strange places. I remember at one point I ended up on the phone with a guy named Mats Jarlström in Oregon. And Mats is a Swedish engineer living in Oregon who was frustrated with the inaccurate, from his point of view, the inaccurate engineering, the math, the bad math behind the yellow light timing. So he set out to disprove it. And the state of Oregon's, their oversight body for engineers, went after him to basically try to put a gag order on him to keep him from talking about this, claiming he was practicing engineering without a license. What's funny is that that can't happen in North Carolina because of how toothless our board of engineers is. Because if you're not an engineer, mm-hmm. the engineering board has no say over you.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Just like you could actually be practicing dentistry in your backyard. And the dental board can't come after you because you're not a dentist.
Oh.
Now, law enforcement could come after you for fraud or other stuff. But
yeah.
But anyway, yeah, I had a fascinating conversation with Mats, who was just so mad. I think his wife actually got a ticket and he thought it was bogus. So he just set out to prove the math underneath it. And he told me, I'm paraphrasing here, but at one point he was like, yeah, the government was mad because I proved they were wrong using middle school math. He eventually won his case. He won his First Amendment case.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And then he set out to do the math correctly and actually, as a true engineer, to do the right math and do mm-hmm. it the right way. But I remember him telling me, I asked him, I was like, man, at this point, like, you've put so much time and energy. And he told me, he's like, I'm a very stubborn Swede, but I was determined to prove I was right. So I really enjoy that. But it's just once you start looking at this issue, it has all these weird little layers, and it's just been fascinating over the years.
I did not realize that it was not law enforcement. I remember the first time I got a red light ticket, in the mail where, you know, it comes in the envelope and everything, and you're like, oh, there's my car. That's my license plate.
Yep.
I did not know that.
Yep. I've contested some of my own. I've been through just about every way you can be through this process. I've covered lawsuits over this here in Wilmington and around the state. One thing I will say is that there's a number of different levels. There's, some of these companies have actually straight up bribed city officials in some places to get these contracts.
Okay.
So I want to be clear, that's not what we're talking about here in Wilmington. People always say, get to the bottom, follow the money, you know, get. I've never found any evidence of that kind of corruption. However, the company, I believe it was American Traffic Solutions here in Wilmington, was operating. Now, I couldn't get the state to say it was illegally, right? So okay. Follow my thought process here.
Okay, okay.
This is a little Kafka-esque. But under the state law, you cannot engineer something unless you are a licensed engineer in the state of North Carolina by NCBELS. That's the governing body that oversees engineers and surveyors, I think.
Kind of like a bar association for attorneys.
Exactly like the NC Bar or the NC Medical Board.
Okay.
Right? It's the same exact idea for engineers. The plans, the engineering plans for the red light cameras in Wilmington, some of them were unsigned, which is not what the law asks for. And the ones that were stamped by an engineer hired by American Traffic Solutions, who was not a licensed North Carolina engineer. So this is not what the law requires. But I could not get the director of the state engineering board to say it was illegal. He said only the Department of Justice can determine that.
Really?
Yes. He refused to use the word illegal. And it was crazy making because I was like, well, the law says you have to do this. And he's like, yep. I was like, and they didn't do this. He's like, yep. I'm like, so that's illegal. He's like, can't say that.
Can't say that. Wow.
So we took this to the city of Wilmington, and they sort of begrudgingly asked American Traffic Solutions to do this. And they have, over the years, finally gotten someone who is licensed in the state to do it. Every time I would put out a story, I would get feedback saying, you just don't like it because, you know, you're a crank. Or like, if you're not doing anything wrong, don't worry. And I do take that point, right? I do take that some of the people who go after red light cameras are just mad because they got actually a shocking number of people who go after this have gotten tickets.
Yeah. Right?
But I will tell you, the engineering and the science and the data shows that the vast majority of the people who get these tickets shouldn't have based on the engineering because they're, I won't go into all the technical details, but there are rules about how long the yellow light has to go and how long the red light has to go before you've broken the law.
Yes.
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 It's called the red light clearance rate.
Okay. Right?
And it's written into all of the NCDOT policy guides.
Yeah. We learned this in driving school.
Yeah. And so, and here's how I know this is true, because this month, the city of Raleigh discontinued their red light program. And I spoke to their traffic engineering program and asked them about this. And there is legislation in the House right now. It has not passed. It's in the House. It's in committee. It's not clear if it'll survive. There's other versions that have happened before. But there's clearly an effort. And it appears to be grassroots that they've gotten, you know, they've effectively lobbied to get this into a bill that would formalize that requirement, that red light cameras would have to be based on this red light clearance.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm probably getting the engineering a little wrong. But the big takeaway is, if this bill passed, Raleigh confirmed, it would eliminate the vast majority of citations that they send out, and the program would no longer be profitable.
Wow.
Yes. So they ended the program. Now, they said they gave a number of reasons. They said that that was one reason.
Okay.
Another reason was the increase. It did reduce side swipes, like T-boning.
Yeah.
But it increased rear-end collisions. And they're like, we need to find a better way that just reduces everything.
Yes.
It also only works at the intersections where you have a camera.
Yeah, because that's where people are going to be on their best behavior.
Yeah. And so Raleigh basically said, we want to look at a more systemic, system-wide, you know, structural change that reduces it everywhere. And so they have like a Vision Zero where they want to like, you know, reduce all traffic crashes. So this is just not the way that they're going forward with it. But some of the factors definitely included they're a little bit nervous about litigation because almost every red light program in North Carolina has been sued, including Wilmington's.
Okay.
It did increase these rear-end traffic collisions. There's pending legislation that would make it unprofitable, that would lose money on it. And ultimately, it's just, it only works at the intersections where you put the sign, because it's a deterrent value, but you're not changing anyone's driving behavior.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, Raleigh, I think it ends next week in Raleigh. And so I asked the city of Wilmington, last man standing, right? Last city that I can tell, the last red light, or at the very least one of the last red light programs in the state that is still running. And they, as far as I can tell, Gerard Patterson at the city told me he hadn't heard of any conversations about this. It would ultimately be up to city council.
Okay.
But I don't think staff has talked about this. Wilmington has just been ride or die, no pun intended, with red light cameras. Every time I've ever talked to a city council person about this, they've told me, they basically just laugh me out of the room and assume that I just have sour grapes. I assure you, it's more than that, I can say. I have enjoyed the eclectic community that has grown up around fighting red light cameras, but I do think there is something, you know, worth saying that, like, if the city is going to be, you know, not caring, right?
Yeah.
That a firm they're doing business with isn't obeying the law because they're making money, that's a bad precedent.
Yes.
Right? Even if we say, oh, red light cameras are good, they're reducing traffic collisions, it saves money on having a cop there all day.
That is not.
The precedent is not great. I will tell you one more funny thing, and then I'll draw the saga to a close. When I first started reporting this, right, with Michael Pratz, who is working with me at Port City Daily now, he's in Charlotte now, we met with then city spokeswoman Melissa Talbert and the city's traffic engineer because we had been reporting on this and they were getting frustrated with our reporting. So they said, come on down to the city engineering building and we'll actually give you a tour and we'll show you how it works and answer your questions.
Okay.
So we got down there and one, we didn't have the engineering knowledge that I have now to really unpack what was wrong with it from an engineering point of view. But we did have one question that just occurred to us logically as journalists. And that was, if this is not law enforcement, right, if this is really just a private third-party company sending you the citation, we're like, well, what happens if you don't pay? Like, oh, well, you can be pulled into small claims suit court, right? I was like, well, surely that requires a summons and a lawyer, and, like, that's expensive, right?
Yeah.
And they were like, well, yeah. And I was like, well, it's got to cost, I'm guessing, more than the $25
That you owe
the ticket. It's probably cost more than $50 if you don't pay it after like a month, right? And they were like, well, maybe, but we could sue for, you know, court costs. I was like, yeah, but for the people that show up, I mean, what about the people who just leave the state? You know, like it just seemed to us that going after every person individually,
yep,
right, in civil court would cost way more than the money you would get. And I said, what if everyone just stopped paying these citations?
Oh, no.
Like, would the system be able to survive? And the traffic engineer, without waiting for the city spokesperson, said, well, no. And I was like, well, isn't that a problem? And the city spokesperson said, well, not if you don't tell anybody. And Michael Brad said, that is the stupidest thing you could ever say to a journalist. It's literally our job to tell everybody.
Everybody was told.
Yeah. So that is the saga of red light cameras. That we're doing this week is just an update. Saying, laying out the reasons that Raleigh walked away from their program, for better or worse.
Well, if more comes down out of the assembly,
the General Assembly,
the General, okay. Well, if more comes out of the General Assembly, I'm sure we're gonna hear it from you, Mr. Red Light Traffic Stopper Man.
Yeah, and by the way, let me just say. I'm basically a grumpy old man at this point. I want you to stop earlier rather than speed up. I, you know, drive safe.
Yeah.
Life is too short to be killed because someone wanted to get to work 1 minute earlier. Just
wait at the light.
Just wait at the light. You'll get there. It's fine.
It's okay.
And if you run the yellow really fast, and even if you run the red, you're just gonna have to wait at the next light. So just take it easy, guys.
Go slow.
Fast is slow, and slow is fast.
Ben, thank you for being on the show with me this week.
Happy to do it.
Thank you so much for listening to the Cape Fear Rundown. Check out our show notes for relevant links and titles to the music we used this week. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, or just general feedback, feel free to get in touch. You can shoot me an email at cmojica, that's M-O-J-I-C-A, at whqr.org, or you can find me on X at Cameo Reports. I'd love to hear from you. I'm your host, Camille Mojica, and I'll see you next week.